Another technique to convert atrial flutter to sinus rhythm is to use oral antiarrhythmic agents. The best agents to do this seem to be the 1C agents, flecainide or propafenone. These drugs have been demonstrated to be effective in converting either atrial flutter or atrial fibrillation to sinus rhythm over a period of several hours. One generally gives a dose of 600 milligrams of propafenone or 300 milligrams of flecainide. That is a single dose, much larger than the standard dose would be in a patient on maintenance treatment with either drug. Important, of course, is that the patient should not be on any other drug at the time. These drugs can interrupt atrial flutter and restore sinus rhythm. If they don't, they will slow the atrial flutter rate. So it becomes very important to monitor these patients carefully, because if they don't interrupt the flutter and only slow the rate of 200 beats per minute, they may become associated with one-to-one conduction to the ventricles, whereas previously the ventricular rate may have been 140 with an atrial rate of 280. One may now get an atrial rate of 200 with a ventricular rate of 200. This, of course, is very undesirable. So generally, when one gives an oral 1C agent to convert atrial flutter to sinus rhythm, one has to either also give a drug to initiate block at the AV node or enhance block of the AV node, or monitor the patient very closely so that if the flutter merely slows and is not interrupted, one doesn't get into trouble with one-to-one AV conduction.